Namaskar. Today we're going to talk about how our yoga practice, our yoga asan practice, our physical aspect or physical element of our yoga practice, how it differentiates, how it's different from traditional exercise. The main difference is that yogic practices, our yoga postures, our yoga asanas, are based on the glands, the human glands. As we bend forward, as we bend backward, we're putting pressure and depressure on these physical glands. That's the basis of the design of the yoga postures. It's glandular based. These glands are primarily located around chakra points. Chakras are something that we'll discuss in another future session, but just know that that word exists and that the glands are often hovered around various chakra points within the body. So this glandular aspect of yoga is quite unique and quite special. While, like other exercises, yoga will stretch and tone and strengthen muscles, ligaments, tendons, it creates balance, all those things happen, but those are happening on a secondary level. The primary level is the rectification or the balancing of the glands. And those glands have a huge effect not just on our physical state, but on our mental and emotional state as well. Those glands, when balanced, greatly affect the mind. So that's why part and parcel why yoga really is a mind-body experience. As we know, when we think about food, then even if there's no food in front of us, the salivary glands will start to excrete saliva. Or if we think about something scary, then we may even tremble a little bit or may perspire if we're nervous or anxious. So that those glands are very much related with our thoughts, and by exercising the body, we can strengthen those glands, and that will help bring a certain calmness and integrity of mind. And that's why after our yoga practice, we feel calm, a different type of calm than from traditional exercise. The mind is sitting in a nice place. It's in a very comfortable space. So yoga, the physical aspect of yoga, our yoga asanas, it strengthens and stretches all the muscles, tendons, ligaments. It balances the glandular system. That's the very, very key point. Then it also goads the mind inside. It awakens that introversial flow of mind. All day long we're running after external stimuli. Computers, cell phones, driving our cars, so many things we do externally, and it makes us imbalanced. But yoga, those yoga postures are a stepping stone to drawing the mind within, to gaining greater balance inside. And then finally, with that calm mind, the fourth thing that yoga asanas do is it prepares the mind for more contemplative and meditative practices. And ultimately, that's a whole arena of life that needs to be explored and cultivated. That's where we really can find a greater sense of lasting peace in life. So to review, one of the main differentiations between our physical asan practice and traditional exercise, whether it be running or playing basketball or anything, is that the very, very specific regimented movements in our yoga practice are glandular based. And those glands start to trigger a sweet reaction through the body and ultimately through the mind as well. That's why yoga really is a mind-body exercise, and when done with proper breath, asanas really do deliver what they say they will do. Sthir Sukham Asanam. Asanas are calm, quiet postures that bring wellness to the body and tranquility to the mind. So that's a little bit about our yoga practice known as asan, or the physical aspect, or the third limb of Ashtanga Yoga, the physical aspect of yoga. This has been presented by Renaissance Yoga, www.renyoga.com. Namaskar.